There have been other hacks to the memory cards.
Hari Hursti.
Right. Diebold has come back every time and said, well, you know,
they're lying.
Can't happen.
They're lying. Diebold is lying.
What, their systems can't be hacked?
There is no system electronic in the world that cannot be hacked. I've spent my entire life building or hacking electronic systems. There are entire companies dedicated to ethical hacking, if you want to call it that. There is no system in the world, none, that cannot be hacked. If you give me the team of my choice of 8 people and 1 week, I will get any piece of data you want in the world. End discussion.
Okay. Now, what do you suggest that the government should tell Diebold to do to make their machines less vulnerable?
You can't make voting machines less vulnerable. You can make voting machines transparent. All code needs to be inspected by external auditors. All process needs to be validated by the same way we do banking systems. Do credit card systems get defrauded? Yes, to the tune of 2.5%. 2.5% is a major amount if you're doing with a vote. So let's look at credit card industry. I spend probably an average of 30 hours a week every single week of my life battling to try and keep the number of credit card frauds below 2.5%. We have a lot of money to do it. People really care about that. But that level of background fraud, we can't get it below that point. It's just too hard. Well, let's look at the question of, do you want to have a system in place where there's a permanent background of electronic voting fraud at 2.5%? That means you have to win an election by a minimum of 3% to know that you won? I don't. Paper ballots, please. That's the only thing that can be secure. You can use electronic counters, and I appreciate Diebold wanted Hava. They've got their $4 billion of given away federal money. Great. You've stolen the money. Throw the machines away. Let's go back to paper. If you want to use electronic systems to accelerate the process and make it more assured, there's no reason not to use optical scanning. You have a paper ballot, people mark it, you scan them very quickly into a system. Now, at that point, those need to have random sampling to compare the way the computer has actually recorded things versus some hand-chosen samples at random, 1 or 2%, and if 1 or 2% of random samples from the hand-counted paper ballots matches the computers, in all likelihood, you do not have a hack. In all likelihood. So at that point, you have a very high degree of assurance that what you have is an accurate tabulation vote. Other than that, you don't. I do know in some of the optical scan machines and the cards where, again, I've gotten to look at the code, some of those cards are capable of taking a negative number. Now, as a programmer, this is a very interesting question. Generally, you try and make code as elegant, simple, and as clean as possible for security. There is no reason at all, if you have 0 votes, and then you add votes from that point going forward, maybe 10,000 votes is the maximum you could ever have on a machine, that makes sense. So a card should have a range of 0 to 10,000. There is no reason in the world a negative number should ever be able to exist on a voting card. And yet, in all the voting card code that I've looked at, Diebold has a negative field that allows a negative number to be entered in a vote total. Why?
Why
would you want to steal votes? That way, you can start with a card that has negative 100 votes for somebody, then it takes them 100 votes before they even are back to zero.
And yet, Diebold does not allow, for proprietary reasons, anyone to review the vote tabulation software.
They let us work on their cash machines, but no, they won't let anybody see their software.
Any thoughts as to why?
Because they're stealing elections.
How can you say that? I mean, what are the vulnerabilities? You're just surmising it.
I'm not surmising it. I have a very strong understanding of statistical analysis. The way we actually find credit card fraud, here's a horrible fact that people are not going to want to know. About 2.5% of all transactions on the global credit card network happening right as we sit here, and there are billions a day, are fraudulent. 2.5%. That's a statistic that we are constantly battling with. When a fraud group, when a group that is doing some particular credit card scam moves into an area and begins working actively to fraud cards, we see those statistics rise above the background level, and then we send in work, figure out who it is, and try and break out the gang. Statistical analysis of the movement of 1 or 2 percentage points is how all computer hacking is detected. If you look at the case of Saxby Chambliss, that's ridiculous. The man was not elected. He lost that election by 5 points. Max Cleland won. They flipped the votes. Clear as day. Everybody was shocked by it. There's been numerous vote flips at this point. I do not believe George Bush won. I believe Kerry won. And I'm a member of the GOP. But I want to make it clear, we need to live in a place where your election actually is reflected in the vote. I want my candidate to win, but if my candidate loses, I care a lot more about the process than I care about the victory.
Issue? I mean, who's stealing the votes? If what you say is true, who wants to steal the elections?
I certainly know that in all the statistical information, it seems that in every single bizarre circumstance where exit data, polling data, or informational data swings, it has all been in favor of Republicans, but not the sort of Republicans who I want to see in office at all. These are people who lie and people who cheat. That is not the conservative way. Conservatives conserve things. We are respectful and we are constitutionally based. You know what the real problem is? People do not want to believe that people want to steal elections in this country. I've done extensive work over the years for voting monitoring overseas. If we had a variance in the exit polling of even 2% from what actually was tabulated, which is exactly how the Orange Revolution came about in Ukraine, we would be in there explaining to people something is wrong. We have had numerous elections in this country now in which where you use Diebold election system machines, what happens with the vote is way off, 5, 10, as much as 12% from the exit polling and the actual survey. These statistical numbers are impossible. And the problem is Americans do not want to believe that we have people stealing our elections, and they must come to the realization there are people in this country who want to steal elections, and we must stop them.